When the Cubs won the World Series, I did something awfully crazy. I got a tattoo, and I got it from the best in the business. His name's Josh Elliott, and not only does he have a great printing store, great tattoo shop, he's also a wonderful member of the community that does so many things. He has Zealous, Elliott Graphics, he's president of the Freeport Partnership, and he cares more about this community than anybody I know. Let's take a listen to what Josh Elliott has to say.
Happy 2025, everyone. I don't think there is anyone I would rather interview for my first Timbeck 2 interview of 2025 than the young man that is sitting next to me today. He is owner of the Zealous Art Studio and Tattoo, Elliott Graphics. He is president of the Greater Freeport Partnership Board. He is on the board of the Freeport Art Museum. And I can honestly say this guy makes me a lot cooler than I really am. It's Josh Elliott. Josh, thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.
So Josh, there are so many things I wanted to ask you. I told Becky before I left for this interview, I said, this is supposed to be between 12, 15, 16 minutes, and I have too many questions to ask. But I'm going to start off with a very simple question to you. How did you get started in tattooing?
Well, in high school, I always enjoyed that. I loved art, and I enjoyed the art form. I've always thought the uniqueness of art that you're going to wear around and have for the rest of your life is a very unique thing. And so, not to my parents' approval, but I started getting tattooed at a fairly young age. So it just kind of went from there. And so, I ended up doing an apprenticeship at when I was 18 years old, and the rest is kind of history. Tattooed on and off for years as a full-time job, and then and really pursued it even more when we opened Zealous in 2010.
So with you opening Zealous in 2010, it sure seems I have a tattoo. As a matter of fact, that's another podcast for us. How that happened. I have a tattoo. I know I'm getting one more tattoo from you, but okay. There's a reason why that's going to happen in a later life that I'll talk about. But I think it's one of these things that as you started this business, tattoos are no longer, I mean, everybody is getting them. Everybody wants them. Why is that? And how can you help these people create the design they want?
So I think that for many, many years, you know, 30 years ago, tattooing was looked at as something that only bikers and sailors and, you know, just not, it was not really condoned by the general public. And a lot of people, it had a lot of negative connotations that went along with it. So, fast forward some years, you know, later, and, you know, even in the early to mid to early 2000s, those things started to change. And I think that it changed for the better because a lot of people started to realize that tattooing was not always just this horrible thing. It was expressive, and it was a way to, you know, show yourself and, like, just, you know, make your uniqueness for you. And I think that, to be totally honest about it, I think that the fact that you know, the Discovery Center or Discovery Channel on TV and some of these other things, they came up with different tattoo shows, it became more of a in your face, here it is type of thing. And so to the general public, it became much more accessible, and people started to realize, you know, like, this is not a horrible thing. So, you know, moving forward from that, I think that when my wife and I started Zealous, one of our big goals was just the simple fact that we wanted to help people, anybody, understand that tattooing was not terrible, you know, and that it could be for everyone. So, you know, just the education about what tattooing is and the art form and things like that is very important to us.
So for the betterment of this community, you decided you could go anywhere, but you have come back to Freeport. Thank you so much. You've come back to Freeport and you've established, I call it a complex. I think it is just this wonderful museum of everything that is so cool and so inviting. And you have made your home in Freeport and are helping Freeport. Josh, why did you decide that?
Well, we love this community. And I think that my wife and I both, we had a good understanding that, you know, there's a lot of naysayers about certain things, but I think that that's anywhere that you go. So I don't think that that's just Freeport, but I think that if you're not involved, if you're not going to be a part of it, then, you know, I think that some people, a lot of people have complaints about something, but if you're not going to actually be involved and do something about it, there's no reason to complain because you create your future. And, you know, Jamie and I, when we had Elliott Graphics and, you know, and we do a lot of business through that and the tattoo shop and just being involved in our community, and our kids are here as well. And we love this community and we want to make it better for everyone that we can.
So as I have a lot of fun questions at the end, but I'm giving you the hard hitters first of all. Okay. So as you look at this community and as president of the Greater Freeport Partnership Board and the Art Museum, and you help with Winnishek and Brewfest is our baby, all of these different things. How do you see things getting better? How do you see things improving in this community?
Well, I think that the biggest thing that we can focus on or that needs to be focused on is the collaboration between multiple different organizations and the city and, you know, the GFP and, you know, all a bunch of other non-for-profits and voices. And, you know, there's so many wonderful different entities that can come together to make this community stronger than ever. And so I foresee, you know, and I see that a lot of that is starting right now and is happening. But the more that the powers that be communicate and that we all have the same goals in mind, things just get better and better. And that's how it needs. And that's what's going to continue making our community better.
2/3 of my wardrobe is yours. Okay. And I guess my question to you, I've always wanted to know this. So I'm going to ask you on my podcast. How do you come up with all the designs? How do you do that?
If I'm being totally honest, there are, we've been doing this long enough now that I revisit some designs from 10 years ago, you know, just some redos every now and again. But overall, you know, we just tweak designs. We do designs for every sport you could imagine and multiple different schools and, you know, just all of the different stuff that we do. So a lot of it is sometimes trial and error. Sometimes it's sending something to a customer, having them take a look at it. And they're like, well, we like this, but we really don't like that. And, you know, and then making those adjustments. So, you know, working with the customer to make sure that they're happy as well. That's always the trick. And everything that goes out of here, we always want to make sure that everybody's very happy with the final product.
If I took a drink every time I go, no, that's Josh. No, that's Josh. When somebody goes, oh, those signs in your mom's yard. That's really cool. That's Josh. Wow, those speech jackets are great. That's Josh. And so as I sit here and I look at this wonderful facility that you've grown and your family, of course, you know how much I love them and everything's wonderful and so on. With the partnership and with the art museum, there are things that are going on just for the heck of it. What's taking place with the partnership that you're pretty excited about?
We have some good, we're working. The economic development is always going to be a thing that the partnership strives to get better and better at all the time. And, you know, with making sure that we have incoming businesses and things like that, that's kind of some of the stuff that's behind the scenes. And for most people is fairly boring. But overall, you know, coming up, we have Arctic Ale Walk downtown. We have the Rise and Shine Breakfast every month. And, you know, looking forward, we've already started some meetings for Brewfest and Music on Chicago's and all of the things that are going on with, some of those. And that those are very, those are things that are right in your face that everyone can be a part of that we really, really enjoy, doing and wanting people to come out and be involved in.
What about the Freeport Art Museum? What's going on there?
Well, the art museum is still a part of their campaign to, we're well on our way. Scott Winter and Winter Construction and Winter and Associates is doing a fantastic job.
That building is beautiful.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Gosh,
we're very excited. So, you know, please feel free if you're so inclined to donate to that. We are still raising funds for that. And coming up February, I believe it's the 7th, is our wine tasting at the Freeport Art Museum. You can get more information on the website for that. That is always a fantastic event there and a lot of fun. We really thank this year we're partnered up with Corking Keg, and that's going to be a fantastic time too. So those are a couple of the major thing is, you know, getting moved and, you know, that the new facility is going to be great. And it's going to be amazing having like a really nice art classroom and, you know, a place for kids to go and learn. It's pretty exciting.
So for these last few minutes, I want to ask fun questions, just all fun.
All right.
Okay. No financially fiscal stuff. Because then everybody's eyes glaze over, and you said that yourself. But no, seriously, why do we have so much fun with Brewfest?
It's a great event. It brings people from all over, all around the area, all to one place. And just, everybody, you never have problems there. Everybody's happy and having a great time. If you have a love of beer and just sampling beer, that is the place to be. And just so many fun things to do, and all of the community people that you know and that you see all the time, and you get to run into them and say hello. And yeah, there's not a lot of bad things to say about Brewfest.
I counted last year. I spoke with 107 former students at Brewfest.
It's amazing.
I just love, like, I ask you the question and I just say, everybody needs to come to Brewfest because it's just so much fun. Okay. So we got that. All right. Who's the oldest person that you've ever tattooed? Do you know someone's age? Someone say to you?
Yeah, I tattooed a lady not even that long ago, and she was 86 years old. So,
yeah. Can you tell the story of why she decided to do it?
Well, one of the main, I do ask, and I tattoo, you know, people that are, you know, mid 70s, and you know that it's fairly common now. This particular lady, I asked her why she chose right now. It was her first tattoo ever. She got a small dragonfly. We had a great time. Fantastic talk. And I asked her, I said, you know, why now? 86. It's pretty amazing. She told me that, she had wanted a tattoo for 40 years and that, there were some other, she went and wanted to go into some other tattoo shops and they scared her. So, you know, and you know, to her point on that, there are some places tattoos, you know, it's kind of a scary thing sometimes. And so here we try to make it as relaxing and as fun and just nice as possible. And so that's why she chose to come and finally do it. It was a great time. We had fun.
Everyone knows you're such a great artiste when it comes to tattooing, but I'll tell you this, I have some fabulous Josh Elliott pottery in my house that I display. And do you sell that here?
Yeah, I sell pottery here, and I will be at, we'll be down at the Arctic Ale Walk as well. I've been doing pottery since I was in college. I absolutely love it. I have a small pottery studio downstairs now. And it's great. I thoroughly enjoy it. it's one of those things that you just, you never get tired of. There's always something new, and it's a constant learning. So
my tattoo, I will never forget. I forget to take the trash out, but I remember there were 9 needles of red. There were 2 needles of blue and 1 needle of white. I'll never forget that. And it was such an enjoyable, fun time because, of course, the Cubs had won the World Series. But more importantly, the fact that I was down here and I had that done. The reason I'm saying that is I have one. I know I'm going to get more. But what about the individuals that you have to, I mean, they've had 20, 30, 40, 50 tattoos. How do you continue to create on someone that way?
A lot of times that is just sitting down with a client and discussing, you know, trying to get in their head and say, all right, they bring us a general idea. This is what I'm thinking that I would like. And then for us to actually create that in on paper and then eventually on them, it can be quite the process, and the best tattoos always turn out when you sit down or you get some really good information from the client, and then you're able to, you know, kind of almost get in their head a little bit and understand what are they really looking for. And that's how you create, you know, like larger tattoos and some bigger stuff that people are going to love for years to come. So a lot of variables in tattooing, and, you know, so the more that you can discuss with any artist and figure out exactly what you're thinking and how you want to portray that, the better off the tattoo will turn out.
Couple more questions. If someone's sitting here listening to it going, oh, I don't know if I should get one, can they call you? Can they ask? Absolutely. Can they come here?
I tell people all the time, stop in the shop. I'm one of our artists or myself, we're happy to have a conversation with you. And to be totally honest, no pressure with any of that. There have been people that have come in here, thought that they wanted a tattoo, didn't know exactly what they wanted. And we just talked it through and had a fantastic conversation. And at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, they ended up not getting tattooed. And that's fine too, but at least they got to talk it through. They got to walk through, like, even in their own head, like, that, do I really want this? Is this what I'm going to want? And, you know, it's a pretty big decision. This is something that it's not going to go away. So, you know, I want to make sure that that's it. But just making sure that you have all of the information before you make that choice is extremely important to us. And we want to make sure that whether you get tattooed or don't, or, you know, if you get tattooed, we want you to be extremely happy. But if you don't know that for sure, then there's no hard feelings with us if you decide not to get tattooed. It's not for everyone. And I tell that to everybody that I talk to about their first tattoos. So
this complex used to be the Unicorn Restaurant, correct?
Correct.
Correct. So for those of you that are listening that used to come down to the Unicorn, you need to stop by the complex. There's great merchandise that is down here. You can, you know, if you're like, I'm not getting a tattoo, and you're like, okay, but come down and look at all of this, the wonderful merchandise that Josh has created. There's a Freeport pretzel room in back. I mean, there's just all of these wonderful things that you always feel. I always feel at home when I come in here, and I'm one of the nerdiest guys in the world, and I feel at home. So I think you should. Josh, one last question. First of all, thank you for coming on Timbuktu. Happy 2025 to you and your family. But I guess my question to you is, why should people become a part of the Freeport community?
This is a fantastic community that has a ton to offer, and just being involved in it makes this community that much better. Everyone that gets involved in this community, that's why this community is great. It's not our location or anything else. It has to do with the people and the people that are going to be involved. And I think that that's extremely important for any community. So it's my go-to with all of that, as just being involved and the all of the different ideas that every individual brings to the table is absolutely important.
Freeport and surrounding community, we're better because of Josh and Jamie and the entire Elliott family. Thank you, Josh, so much. Happy 2025, everybody.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I'm glad you got to know a little more about Josh. I'd like to thank Jimmy Egger, Arthur and the entire mass communications department at Highland Community College for making us sound a lot better than we really are. Thanks, guys. And to all of you, why is the community so great? Because you're in it. Take care, everybody.